Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, today we're talking about faith in the everyday. And the reason I want to talk about this in my Heartbeat this week was that recently I went to a youth conference and I took my nieces and it was their first time going to a conference like this. And they really enjoyed it, but you saw like the change from, you know, the first night.
Not sure. Don't know anybody.
Yeah, and then meeting people and enjoying it.
Yeah.
And certainly I had a good time. But often when you go to things like this, and Mum, you'd know what it's like, you can have what people would describe as a mountaintop experience.
Yes.
You know, maybe you felt like you've heard from God. You've got some things in your life. Okay, I've got to go back and change, you know, and you finish feeling really good.
Yeah. But it's so enjoyable because you're with other people who you can talk to about things as well or what you've all experienced.
Yeah, that's right. But then there's a time where you have to come back down the mountain.
Back down to earth, back down as to they normal say. Life. Yes.
That's right. And maybe if people haven't been to a conference like that before, you could describe it like, you know, you're going on a holiday.
Yes.
You have an amazing time and then you're like, now I've got to go back to work.
Yeah. Humdrum life.
That's right. Mm. And so I was thinking about, like, as we come back into normal life, but how, like, our niece's experience of the conference, even though that's fantastic and I think we need those kinds of experiences, not necessarily at a conference, but an experience where, like, it's a particular, let's say, God experience.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
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 You can have a spiritual experience anywhere. When you go to Mass and something happens.
Yeah. So whatever that is, we then know the challenge is then taking that and how am I living then my faith every day in my life, which is where my thought were for this Heartbeat. Because those experiences are fantastic and do spark, I think, something for us in our faith.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes I think also we need
to be reminded that God is real, that God is cares about us, loves us, knows our situations, because we can be in a family where it's
or something too. Yeah.
Yeah, but we could be in a family where we just feel like it's just abusive. It's, what do they call it, disjointed. It's there's no unity. Everyone's grumbling because life can be hard and circumstances can be difficult. Financially, things can be stressed. And so, you know, the parents don't mean to, but it, you know, stresses out the children because they're just gruff a bit or whatever. And it's hard living in different situations. And you sometimes feel then, well, God, where are you in this? You know, I need your help and it doesn't seem you're helping me. It's a respite. It is like a holiday, but not only that, it's God reminding us, I am with you in your everyday life. I know what you're going through. I see you. I see what's happening. Know that I'm with you. I'm right beside you. It's exactly the poem where you go, Lord, where were you? And he goes, you didn't see me. I was actually, you know, the Sands Footsteps poem.
Yes, yeah.
I had carried you through that time.
Yeah. And that's the real challenge. When we get back into the nitty gritty of life, that's either hardship like you described or even just
boring,
repetitive.
Yes.
You know, like wake up, go to work, eat dinner, come home. Like, go to bed. Like, as I described in the Heartbeat, you know, when you see little babies, little suits that say eat, sleep, repeat. Like, you know.
It's very clever. Like, yeah,
sometimes
I like
life
that.
Can feel
like that.
And that living out our faith in that can be difficult.
Yes.
But I feel like that's the place where God takes us to maturity in him when we continue to press in to our faith in the nitty gritty.
Yeah, I remember. Life. I remember once, a wonderful Christian priest who went and visited a Christian community of people who are disabled. You know, in Ladakh in France.
Okay.
And he was asked, he was actually, I guess, not a novice, what do they call them? You know, they're not quite fully ordained yet, but they're still becoming a priest.
So a deacon still?
I don't think he was even a deacon yet, but he'd been in the in the seminary. Mm-hmm. And he had to go and do this stint, as they called it. And he was like, oh, great, I've got to, like, feed these people and try and communicate and try and dress them. His heart was so converted because he had a spiritual experience in the ordinary life of these people.
Mm.
And he recognized that it was his selfishness that had stopped him, but in the ordinary life that these people have every day, they knew God and they shared as best as they could, because some of them didn't communicate with words. They communicated Christ to him, and he had such an experience. And we've got to, I think sometimes, don't always think when we go away and go to a conference, we're going to have the mountain experience. We can have the mountain experience in our ordinary life.
That makes me think of, and we get to it soon, but the weekly challenge being, where can you see Christ in the everyday of your life?
Yeah.
Because that's where we live most of our life.
Yes.
You know, we don't get to go to conference all the time.
Or holidays maybe once a year, maybe.
If we're lucky.
Yeah.
But God wants to meet us in the everyday. Like I was thinking the other day about the name of Jesus, Emmanuel, God is with us. It's because God wants to be exactly that, with us in the normal, everyday, eat, sleep, repeat of our day. And I think, like, when we see Christ in that, that's when he does take us, like you said, that priest had an experience. It's when he does take us to a new level of loving people, a new level of forgiveness, a new level of generosity. And that's where the relationship too becomes real and becomes an actual relationship.
Becomes part of us, maybe.
Mm.
You know, we say Christ lives within us, is with us. Well, we want him to be part of us, is us. And that, that only sometimes occurs when you're doing it day in, day out, day in, day out.
So I was thinking about then what are the kind of things we can do in the day in, day out that help us to sustain our faith?
Make sure we pray.
Yeah, that was my number one.
Yeah, make sure we talk to our God. Chat about, hey, do you remember the time we did have that mountaintop experience together? You know, remember the disciples at the Transfiguration? They had the mountaintop experience and they said, wow, let's build tents here and stay here. God said no. Jesus said no. We've got to go back down to our ordinary life off this mountain. And but you don't want to forget those experiences. But I would talk to him, because that's what prayer is. Sharing with him.
And I think from that, like having a dedicated prayer time, but also then talking to him throughout the day.
Yes.
Because I think that's when we can see Christ in different situations. When we enter a situation, go, God, I need you to come and help me with my words here. I need help in this particular situation. So, that was my number one, pray every day. And then the second one was have God conversations with other people.
Yes.
Like, that's the value of a Christian community, of going to church. Now, unfortunately, sometimes in our churches we go in, we don't talk to anybody.
And we don't talk about our lives.
No.
Pity we can't be all split up into little small groups where we can share our lives with people.
Because I understand why we sometimes can do that. But I think if we could be intentional of trying to have those conversations, then you do see God in your life more.
Yes.
Because, like, one of the reasons I love enjoying doing this podcast with your mum is we talk about it and, you know,
We learn things about ourselves.
No, that's right. We prepare, you know, a little bit of what we're going to say, but we really just sit here and chat about
our
lives, what God's doing. And then I learn from you, and
I learn from you.
Learn from me, even if it's something quirky. But, yeah, like – when you talk about God in your life,
it makes it more real.
Yeah, and you see him in your life more.
Yes.
Because he's present because you're talking about it. So seeking out God conversations, and then I was like, well, find that church community that you can do that with. And I was thinking, I know it's tricky, but maybe if you do go to church and you just rock up and don't talk to anyone and you're trying to think, how do I go talk to someone? I can only do this with my own parish. Because I have the privilege of being in the music team, I have an ability, because people see me there every week,
to go up and talk to
anybody.
To
at least say hello to someone.
Yes.
And so if you're in that position, you could do that.
Do that.
Or let's say you don't do that. You could go up to someone who is doing the readings or the music, like someone that you do see visible up there, because there will be people, not just the priest, there will be others who are doing something.
Oh, I saw you.
The
reading was really good today. You spoke
something
it so
well.
Something
as simple as that. Yeah. And then maybe that's...
Yeah, start conversations.
And sometimes I think we have to be the person to do the first step.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's the weekly challenge.
Yep.
To take that step. And maybe if you thought of all those things, maybe it's praying every day. Maybe it's having God conversations with other people. Or maybe it's taking that first step to say hello to someone, to try and create that community.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the weekly challenge for this week. We hope that you've enjoyed that chat about our faith in the everyday, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody.